Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80 Venice Film Festival. I'm here today with the director of Forever Forever in section Horizonti Extra, Anna Buryashkova, and the actress Halina Ceban. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. We're just in expectation.
Okay, yeah.
I'm very excited and so grateful to be here.
Nice. So my first question is about some song that I heard in your film.
Okay.
Yeah, I discovered it was one by Ocean LC.
Yes.
And the one by Vane Box, right? Silence is called. I don't know, it's not Shazam, but it's like...
No, I guess it found something
rock. It's like a rock song, very, you know, dark mood, something like that. But by the way, the question is about if you are you that chosen the songs, if they have some meanings because there are, you know, the story takes place in the 90s, and I would like to know if they have some meaning for you.
Oh, basically, yeah, for sure. There was the kind of a 1998 was the renaissance of Ukrainian music, of the like new wave in on all the all the directions, like hip hop and rock and whatever, like everything was there. So we were trying to not use anything after a part of the credits song, that for those who survived 90s. So that's another, that just one. Everything else, yeah, was from the proper time and was selected. And some of them are extremely famous, like Ocean LC. This is like our probably the main, the biggest, the greatest rock band. That's our Ukrainian U2. And some of them are really reinvented, like the song the guys are dancing to. That's Bulbulyatra. Probably, I think this is one which is mixing up with something else because this doesn't exist in any of the platforms.
Yeah, okay.
Because the band does not exist since like whatever for like 2000.
Okay,
but we found it and we kind of agreed with them and we put it in the movie because there was something very very fun and different.
Fabulous. Okay, so my question for your character Tonya, you know, is a remarkable character because she is very proactive and, you know, she tried to explore even her own sexuality, even if she has been through a lot because she has been in a history of violence too. And so how did you delve deeper in your character and how was for you to play her?
I want to say that Anya made amazing atmosphere on the set, really, and I'm very thankful for that because without her, it wouldn't happen at all. And also, I want to say that I'm really related to my character in my past, in my 15th, and I could find some connection between that, and it was a bit easier as well. Yeah, she's just about sexuality and everything. She just wanted to have somebody because without anybody at this time of Ukraine, you couldn't survive. At least everybody thought like that. So she was just trying to be with somebody. So she gave everything and then she just lost herself and... So like that, and I don't think it was hard for me to find it because I relate so much in my past to that, so yeah.
Well, okay. And according to what Alina was saying, you know, you mentioned that seeking for protection was like a common behavior due to the absence of parents, and in the movie actually there is this absence of grown-ups, so... Could you just discuss a bit about, you know, why you choose to portray this theme and with this kind of story?
Well, basically, I guess, being a teenager, like in Ukraine in the late 90s, it's first of all, this is all the freedom which like felt over our heads at some point, like when the Soviet Union collapsed finally, but we didn't know what to do with this freedom. Like none of our parents did, and us as well. And this 90s brought us this freedom, and together with that, it brought us this feeling of you won't survive if you have no one beside you.
Yeah.
And it was like the obligation. You have to verify yourself with the loving eyes of someone else.
Someone else, yeah.
And at the same very moment, we were trying to navigate. It's like it's dark, dark years. But at the same, when you're a teenager, you're still trying to kind of find something fun. That's that like, oh, let's just have fun. And you're actually, you don't really realize that it's so horrible. It's just your life. So that you're just through it. A part of the moment you're watching Western movies about teenagers. It's yeah. all so different. So we were really trying to put all this, whatever it was, like Beverly Hills or whatever, any other movies or series over the story. And it's like, okay, this is our reality. We are trying to put it and fit it. So I really wanted to do a movie for those teenagers who kind of grown up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
still needed this teenage movie for themselves.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Hanna Buryakshova and the actress Alina Shaban for the movie Forever, Forever in the section Horizonti Extra. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.